Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy, and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news and a feature about the prison reformer Elizabeth Fry. And then we have Margaret Thompson with her What's On feature. First, however, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
We have been given details of the annual NNAB Christmas shopping trip to Roy's of Wroxham. For those of you that are interested, the minibus will leave Magpie Road at 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, November the 15th, giving you time to shop and stop for a carvery lunch at either the King's Head or the Hotel Wroxham, returning to Magpie Road by 2:30 or 3 o'clock at the latest. The cost is £3 plus the cost of your lunch, for which orders will be given later. If you want to reserve a place, please call Sally Reed on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. As soon as possible, as places are limited. Unfortunately, there is no space for guests this time. Please let us know if you require a sighted guide and if you will be bringing a guide dog.
NNAB Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the audio book club. It meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library, the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month for a chat and to discuss the book of the month. The next meeting is on the 10th of October. To learn more, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Norwich Macula Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre, and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 14th of October. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. That's 01603 861 554.
There will be a 10-mile family cycle ride, Norwich Centre to Taverham and back, on Sunday the 9th of October at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Why not join the NNAB for a family cycle from Halford's Car Park in Norwich along Marriott's Way to the Otter Public House in Thorpe Marriott for a free lunch and refreshments, and then when you are ready to you cycle back to Norwich. It's a leisurely fun day out for any age. Adults are £5, children free. But we do ask that each cyclist raise a minimum of £25 sponsorship. For further information, contact Donna or Jeremy on 01603 629 558.
The next tablet and telephone drop-in session at the Bradbury Centre will be on the 11th of October. These sessions are to help the visually impaired feel more confident when using a smartphone or tablet they already own, or those who are thinking about buying one. No need to book, just turn up and talk to one of the volunteers. If you want further information, call Edward Bates on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. That's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now on to our first batch of news items. New homes are taking shape at Mile Cross, whilst the proposals for the former church in Park Lane are delayed yet again. First, however, we find that the news that the County Council was thinking of selling off three of its arts venues seems to have been a storm in a teacup.
There will be no sale of three Norwich venues which play a key role in their communities after councillors ended a cloud of uncertainty over their future. Norfolk County Council offices also apologised for failing to talk to the organisations who had no knowledge that their futures could be in doubt until a report discussing their potential disposal was drawn up. The Norwich Evening News revealed how Norfolk County Council officers had recommended 10 sites to be declared as surplus to requirements, potentially allowing their future sale. Among properties in Norwich currently leased out were Performing Arts Centre, The Garage in Chapelfield North, the Sewell Barn Theatre on the site of Sewell Barn Academy, and the Beauthorpe Community Hub in Beauthorpe Hall Road. The news they were at risk of being considered for disposal came as a shock to bosses at The Garage and Sewell Barn. Simon George, the council's finance director, admitted yesterday it had not been his department's finest hour as they had not consulted them.
New homes, which will be the most environmentally friendly council houses in Norwich, are taking shape on a former eyesore site in Mile Cross. The £1.5 million project in Hansard Close, Mile Cross, is due to be completed in February next year, after which people on the waiting list for council housing will get the chance to move into the homes. And council bosses say the people who live in the flats will benefit from cheaper fuel bills due to the building being highly energy efficient. The flats, 8 one-bedroom flats and 2 wheelchair-accessible two-bedroom flats, will be the first council-owned homes built in Norwich to what is known as Passive House Standards. Passive house homes are built to the highest standards of energy efficiency and designed to use very little energy for heating and cooling. Norfolk firm E.N. Souter & Sons Limited has been building the homes designed by London-based Hampson Baron Smith, which is managing the scheme. The homes have been designed so that they will stay cool in the summer but will retain heat in the winter. That energy efficiency will mean people save on their fuel bills. Further homes which meet passive house standards are planned for the Goldsmith Street site in Norwich and on part of the 3-score development at Beauthorpe.
A last-minute objection over flood risks have again scuppered the progress of a scheme to turn a city church in the Golden Triangle into homes. The decision over the future of St Peter's Methodist Church on Park Lane was delayed last month for councillors to carry out a site visit. But after the lead flood authority, Norfolk County Council, was alerted and lodged an objection at the 11th hour, city councillors felt uneasy about moving forward with the scheme. Norfolk County Council objected to the proposals because the change of use increases the risk of surface water flooding, and the National Planning Policy Framework had not been followed. Councillors voted by 7-2 to defer the application. After the meeting, local Green councillors called for a moratorium on any developments in areas of the city susceptible to flooding.
The first Syrian refugees heading to Norfolk to start new lives will start arriving from January, council bosses have announced. Preparations are well underway to welcome those fleeing civil war, with community leaders and voluntary organisations having offered to help smooth the arrival of the refugees, who will be housed in Norwich and Broadland. Norfolk County Council voted in July to accept 50 vulnerable Syrian refugees into the county through the Syrian Vulnerable Persons Resettlement Scheme, a government initiative to accept up to 20,000 refugees from camps around Syria over the next 5 years. The refugees will not be housed in council homes, but accommodation will be sourced through the private sector leasing schemes operated by Norwich City Council and Broadland District Council. Cliff Jordan, leader of Norfolk County Council, said, "Norfolk has a long tradition of extending the hand of friendship to those in need, and the many letters we have received from local residents concerned about the plight of Syrian refugees shows that this will be no exception."
A residents group is calling for measures to tackle traffic on their road, which they say has turned into a rat run. Complaints centre on an area which encompasses Hot Black Road, Waterworks Road and Dereham Road in Norwich. People living on Hot Black Road, who are being supported by the Wensum Residents Association, say the traffic lights at the junction with Deerham Road means people cut through to get to the Ring Road. Liam Calvert, who lives on the street with his partner Lucy and their baby twin boys, said a couple of surveys have been carried out to look at the main issues. He said local schools have to cross the road every day when they go swimming, and we have speed bumps, but they're not very good. There is also damage to cars. I'd say 80% of people have had their cars damaged when they park on the road, so there's two sets of problems. A spokeswoman for Norfolk County Council added, "We encourage feedback from residents about concerns they have in their neighbourhood. Hot Black Road already has the benefit of traffic calming measures in an attempt to minimise the misuse of the road. Unfortunately, it remains the case that there is no funding available for additional traffic calming or traffic management in this area of the city, including Hot Black Road."
Now for the next feature. Derek James tells us why Elizabeth Fry is still a woman of note. Here is Peter Walsh to read the feature.